This is Rafe Jenkins Podcast, E2E, entrepreneur to entrepreneur. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at Rafe Jenkins TV and consider sharing this podcast with your friends. Today we're with Pam Goodwin and we're going to be talking about how to get over 30,000 followers on social media. Pam, how are you doing?
Hello.
Hello. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Pamela Goodwin, and I've been going by Pamela Goodwin because there's so many Pam Goodwins. I am the owner and founder of Goodwin Commercial. We have been in business here in the Dallas Metroplex for almost going on 12 years now, focused on commercial real estate, single tenant net lease properties as a developer, also brokerage, finding retail restaurants, tenants, and a consultant. If you have a piece of land and would like to know how to develop it in the most profitable use, we are here to help you.
That's awesome. So tell us the process of how you started your business and got it to where it is today.
After probably 18 years or so in corporate America, which was a really good foundation, working on large shopping center development projects, and then went on the tenant side working for Brinker International, developing more than 50 pad site for Chili's and on the border from the ground up. Started my own business with a business partner, which I always highly recommend when you first get started. I've always been an entrepreneur. At least I felt like it from my grandfather and father in the business. Love to be my own boss. And so now for more, going on 12 years, it's been a lot of fun.
Awesome. So I did some research on you and you have 30,000 followers on LinkedIn and 30,000 on Twitter. Now I'm a marketing person, so I could get away with that. I don't know if your background's marketing, but I'm just curious, like, what's your secret ingredient on how you got so many followers on all of these social media platforms?
Well, as you probably know, it's one follower and one connection at a time. I actually had met someone who was really involved in LinkedIn to really help me get started and how to really set up my LinkedIn profile. And I actually almost connect to 99.5% of the people that request a connection, even if I don't know them. Some people won't connect to them. I connect with them. And then on Twitter, I actually had someone on that, on a social media platform, helping me on that to get started. And then it's just kind of been building up for that. And I post on both of them, on the four primary social media, every single day. And the number one, LinkedIn, helps me the most in my business.
That's great. So should business owners care about how many followers they get on social media?
I'm not sure if it's really how many, but I know I've been able to get additional business because they see how many followers I have.
Right.
If I only had 500 on LinkedIn, maybe not, but because I have more, people will reach out to me knowing that if they do a newspaper article, an article on me in their magazine, they know it's going out to 30,000 versus only 500. So people in the media definitely look out for how many followers you have. It's good in that case. But as the followers, you want to turn them into clients, so you have to engage with them and be out there every single day so that they remember you and provide value on your content. You can't just keep, you have to have really good content that seems valuable to, your clients, so when they're ready to hire you, they'll pick up the phone and call you.
Yeah. So maybe you could elaborate a little bit more on that, because one of the questions I have is have all the followers on your social media platform helped you grow your business?
It's a, not all of them, but I would say just by posting, I can honestly say that someone is reaching out to me every single day. And some of it is sales to provide financing for my projects. Some of, you know, it's a great way on LinkedIn to post the properties that I'm listing. Or if I have a client looking to buy property, I'll post it. And then I'll get people from around the country submitting their properties to me. And what a better way to do that, you know, at no expense. So, you know, I could go on different examples of how it has helped my business, from people seeing me to giving me their, you know, listing of their property.
Yeah. What other marketing platforms do you use? Just curious.
One that has really helped me this year is by having, when people Google for a real estate broker, mm-hmm. I was able to, I believe I have up to, you know, 15 five-star reviews on Google. So I highly recommend that everyone have their Google review to get reviews for people to do, you know, testimonials and reviews are really important. People are looking that up. So when you're the only one that pops up with the highest reviews, especially in commercial real estate, a lot of people really do not use that. And so you definitely stand out. And that so far has got me 3 really big listings this year.
That's awesome. Okay, so this part of the podcast, I'm just opening it up for you to say whatever's on your mind. So go ahead.
I really encourage people that may have dabbled in residential investments, small investment homes, to, you know, start looking at investing in commercial real estate. I think a lot of people are surprised that, for example, I put a vacant Kentucky Fried Chicken under contract, and I was able to put it under contract for only $500. Some people may think, and the owner of the building has given me time to find a tenant for that location. And I think people are surprised that sometimes, you know, for commercial real estate, you can buy a really good property for $300,000 that has a 5-year tenant in it, and have, you know, having cash flow every month for you to start building wealth.
Well, Pam, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. Yeah. I appreciate it. I always enjoy talking about commercial real estate and encouraging that every single person should own at least one person, you know, at least get started in commercial real estate and teaming up with friends and family if you need that to provide the equity down. But everyone should own real estate to build wealth.
Awesome.
Have passive income. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.